Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a while since we've actually been in the studio live, so we're excited.
Yeah, but Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year also.
Welcome to 2025. Hopefully you have some New Year's resolutions or things you want to strive towards this year, but I have a couple, but...
I just kind of like disassociated when you said 2020, like welcome to 2025. It does not really feel real, but that's okay.
No. Well,
whatever. It'll feel real soon, eventually.
But later on, we are going to be doing a little topic. I have no idea for the reason of this topic, but okay. I think DJ Star can explain.
Yeah, the reason is just going on holidays, there's a lot more family gatherings and you kind of observe a lot of relationships through that. And it just made me think a lot about marriage. So that's going to be our topic later today.
So stay tuned.
So stay tuned for marriage. And yeah, I think that's pretty much what we're going to say.
Yeah. So we're just jump straight into the music. So we are going to play... Leopard's Tongue first? Am I thinking the wrong one?
This is Strange World by LaLuz.
My bad.
The next one will be that. Bye for now. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was All Time by Hot Kid. And the song before that was Don't Go Away by Munya and Kena Lu. And before that was Leopard's Tongue by Karen O and Danger Mouse. And that song I've been listening to so much recently, so I thought you guys deserved to hear it as well. And then right before that was Strange World by Laluz. And coming up next is this song Nagare by Yaru or something like that.
Yaru? Oh. We're trying to load the song right now and it just disappeared on us.
Yeah,
so give us a second, but I think Yaru?
Yeah, something right? like that. Yeah. It's been a while. So yeah. I really like this song as well. It's pretty calming, a little jazzy.
Oh.
So, yeah. Please enjoy.
Enjoy.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Act like an angel and dress like crazy.
Crazy.
Act like an angel and dress like crazy.
Turn around and you're not there anymore. But how could you leave me in the club? Okay, I guess you must have had enough.
The girl.
Welcome back. This is CJoseph 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
The last two songs you heard, I'm just going to introduce. So the very last one you just heard was Blue by Girl Ultra from her album Blush. And then the one before that was called Crazy, all caps, by collab between Le Sserafim and Pink Pantress. So it's a bit of K-pop and just normal pop.
So, K-pop and Pink Panthers.
So that was that one. Hopefully you liked those two. But yeah, we're just going to start on our topic and we're going to try our best. This was kind of a throw together kind of topic. So
So
marriage. Thoughts about marriage.
How do you feel about marriage, DJ Coco?
I mean, marriage. I think that's a bad opening question.
Okay, sorry. What should the opening question be?
I think DJ Star wrote this down, but she says, "Is it done for security or love?" Personally, I have no idea.
It really depends.
You know, the right answer is love. The right answer is always going to be love. But I feel like the way that I've been raised personally, I've only seen it in the way of security, I feel. Or, yeah, just being having financial stability. And the things that my mom tell me, too, it's like, oh, married couples are much more financially stable. You can live together, split costs, like buy a house. And I see it only as like a financial tie between two people sometimes. Even though I know that, yes, there is love and the media will push for love and that should be the ideal. I feel like I'm thinking more like 70% security, 30% love. If I'm getting
specific.
Okay,
we're making a little mix.
Yeah, we're getting a little pie chart here. So.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think?
It just, yeah, for me, like, it's hard to generalize, but I think an aspect of marriage is definitely like locking that person down and like, okay, yeah, this is my for lifer, you know, like this is going to be somebody I want to be with. And it's like making a promise because I don't really see the point of marriage, in my opinion, like in modern day. I'm like, I don't really see it other than just a declaration of like loving each other, I guess.
Yeah. What do you think about being legally married? Because my
like
mom,
common law.
Yeah, common law. Because yeah, my mom and my stepdad have been together for longer than 2 years, and so they're legally married now, but never actually got married.
I think that's different. Like living together, I think the intention that is behind marriage kind of makes it a different thing, for me at least. Like that's taking the step for some kind of, I don't, like, again, I don't really see the point of it. For me, like, common law makes sense too, because marriages are also like thousands and thousands of dollars and so stressful.
Yeah, even having a wedding and a honeymoon, very expensive. Yeah. I mean, personally, I do see myself getting married.
Okay.
In the future, but
it is definitely a very